It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Took you a while.
That was funny.
That intro was long.
But the longer the better.
I guess.
It was funny. It was hilarious.
Let's go.
It was humorous.
What?
Maya, how are you?
I'm good.
So you're moving?
Yep.
And you're going to be gone for one week?
Yep.
Not going crazy moving, just moving to a new dwelling and
A new house. A new house.
Does it have a roof?
Yes.
A window?
Yes.
A front door? A wall?
Yes.
Air conditioning?
Yes.
Air conditioning's important in Vegas.
Yes.
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 So tell me something profound.
What?
Tell me something profound.
What is that?
Something important.
You're
going to be in a movie.
I am.
A student movie. But still a movie.
I am.
Tell us about it.
I'm not in it yet. I mean, like, I'm in it.
You're in
but
it.
But, like, we're not filming yet.
It's one of those important movies.
What do you mean?
Well, you're in it, right?
Well, yeah.
It must be important.
Oh, thank you.
It's like the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Important.
Oh,
we
thank
need you.
You
here.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you paid me to say that, remember?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
let's
you
do
want, you wanna get this? You wanna get going? Push a button. You're playing with the phone and the camera and the equipment. What's your word?
Okay. So.
So?
No.
What's our word?
These aren't good words.
Oh, is that taking a lot of energy to get your finger up there, push the button?
Personality. Personality.
What do you think of when you go personality?
Personality test.
Personality test. Did you take a personality test?
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe I did when I was little, but like.
When do you have the most personality in the day?
By the night.
You have usually pretty good personality by the time I get here in the afternoons for the podcast.
I'm still a little tired.
I say some days if it wasn't for coffee, I'd have no personality at all. So I'm usually like 2 cups in and then I need some personality.
I eat chocolate to keep me awake. It's like coffee for me.
But
just chocolate.
So different kinds of chocolate from around the world?
No, just milk chocolate. Lindt or something.
The good stuff, not Hershey's M&M.
No.
That
Ew,
waxy
hate,
stuff. That stuff's nasty.
I hate Hershey's chocolate.
So, what do you associate? You know what? I associate personality with charisma.
Charisma. She's got that charisma.
Ha! Like Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Jackie Onassis?
Don't know.
That was President Kennedy's wife. People think they have people who think they have charisma, but they don't, like our president, politicians.
Oh yeah.
I'm Hillary Clinton. I have personality and charisma. No, you don't. You're a politician. You're robbing us all blind.
True. Didn't she win the Nevada vote?
Yeah, she did. You know, I think it's pretty fun. Okay, you want to talk about caucuses or something? You know, you keep hearing.
What is a caucus?
It's where all these people go to vote or get together, and then like a straw poll, they vote.
Oh.
It's something. You ever heard of a TV show called Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was.
The old version, right?
Old version, okay, yeah. Where they would all gather at the community store or the church or the school.
Oh, yeah.
And they would vote for who they want to be community leader for cow control or something.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
That's what I picture a caucus being like.
Okay.
It is silly. It is ridiculous because we don't live in 1880 anymore.
Exactly.
We live in 1980.
I had a friend that went to the caucus and she was voting for Bernie and I wanted Bernie to win.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Bernie. I mean, like, if I could vote, I'd vote for Bernie.
You can vote.
No, I can't.
I'll sell you my vote.
No, I'll just tell you to vote for Bernie.
You just tell me to vote for Bernie?
Yeah.
What if I sell you my vote?
You can't do that. It'll be assigned to my name and they'll be like, oh, this girl is not 18.
Yeah, but I'll just, no, you go privately in the voter booth or wherever it is. I'll take a picture of it, show you I did it, and I'll sell it to you. That's a pretty good deal, don't you think?
Just vote for Bernie.
Who's Bernie?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Who's Bernie? Oh, Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street.
Bernie Sanders. That's who I mean.
That's who you like, Bernie Sanders?
Yes.
Did you give him any money?
No.
Because you're going to give it to me because I'm going to sell you my boat, right?
Okay.
You know, want to hear something funny about that?
What?
Okay, when I was, before I moved here to Vegas, I lived in, up in Oregon, up in Portland. I was registered in a county called Washington County, which is just outside of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept getting these calls to go do jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I wanted to get out of jury duty because I was busy working, yeah. running a business.
Yeah.
I lived about 80 miles away in the town of Lynn and Benton County. I'm like, I'm getting out of this. Mm-hmm. I went and I registered, re-registered my voting in Lynn Benton County, okay? And I'm thinking that they will, the Elections Bureau Department will take care of it and cancel out my registration voting in Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
They never did. So each year for a long time, I was getting two ballots. I could vote twice. One up in Washington County, one in Lynn Benton County.
Dang!
So off the record, did you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but did you know I voted for president twice? But you know what?
But it doesn't really matter because
it doesn't really matter. You know why? Because I made sure that I did it honestly. I voted for, I can't remember, maybe, I think this was, yeah, this who did Obama run against? Was it,
It was...
McCain.
No.
Yeah. It was John McCain.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe it was too, but it was Mitt Romney.
Romney, yeah. So, well, yeah, Mitt Romney. So you know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I voted once for Obama, and I voted for Mitt Romney. So that way they canceled each other out. Not many people can say that.
But voting, but people voting doesn't really matter. It's just like the head, what are the head people called? The ones that really decide?
The deities?
I don't know.
The Supreme Court?
Like, they're the people who really vote. Like, it depends on their vote. Like the whole country can vote for Bernie, and then the voter can put, like, Donald Trump or something.
That's true. You can vote for whoever you want. It's called a write-in.
Yeah.
If you wanted to vote for Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse, you could write them in.
Yeah. It's just, it doesn't really matter what you vote, but, like, most of the people vote on majority of the people's vote.
So, today, I am announcing my non-candidacy of not running for president.
You're not running for president?
Yes.
Okay.
And if I am non-elected and non-supported, I will pick Maya May as my vice president
non-supported. Oh, why, thank you. Why don't we go to president to personality? I mean, president, personality to president.
Because you have charisma.
Charisma.
Gotta have a lot of charisma.
Charisma. Gotta have that charisma.
Push another, give us
you
another
press
word.
It. You press it. Any word. Make a word.
Reasoning. Do you need a cookie that was left over to wake up?
Reasoning.
What do you come up with the word reasoning? How do you reason something?
Reason. Reason.
Give me a reasoning.
Give you a reason.
All right, I'll go first, okay?
No, I'll give you a reason why I can't go to school.
Okay. What do you mean you're not going to school?
Can't go to school.
Why?
Because I don't like school.
You love school.
I hate learning about things that I don't need to know.
All right, what's the latest thing that you're having to learn about that you don't think you don't need to know? And I will rebuttal that with reasoning why you need to know that, okay?
Similarity in geometry.
Similarity? Tell me about similarity. Tell me that.
Does
it make you make that face? Similarity. Some similarity.
Okay, so there's two triangles, right?
Okay.
And they're like, one is smaller, one is bigger usually.
Okay.
And then they'll have like numbers on it. So I'll say like one triangle would have as this side, as the longest side of the triangle, it'll have the number 3. Okay. And then the bigger triangle, as the longest side of the triangle, will have the number 9. And you have to show how they're similar. They're similar by 3. Because the small triangle times 3 would be the big triangle. So that means they're similar. Why do I need to know that? I'm never going to do that. I'm not going into the construction. I don't need to know that.
All right, so the reason why you need to know that is if you and I are now on a non-hike listening to non-country music and a big rock falls off the cliff, the face, okay? Because we're at Zion taking a hike, all right? That rock, boom, falls down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to fucking save me. Pardon that, my language. You're going to need to save me. So it's like, oh, I've got a rock buried on. Oh, yeah, you got to go get that rock. Get a tree and get a fulcrum. You know what a fulcrum is?
No.
That's the center. You know what a seesaw is?
No. Yeah.
Okay. The center of the seesaw is called the fulcrum. It's a triangle thing.
Yeah.
You got to know you're gonna be, oh my goodness, it's so goodness that I was listening to class that day in math to similarities. So I know I need to get the right size triangle to get that stick, that pole, to get it under the rock so that I can get it off of WC Chronicles. That's why you need to know it.
I wouldn't know the size of the triangle to get because of similarity.
So you're just gonna leave me there to die?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, do me a favor. At least take my shoes and sell them so you can get some money. Okay,
okay. Also, we're reading To Kill a Mockingbird, and I don't like it.
Oh, the lady just passed away.
Oh, yeah, I know. Writer. Harper Lee.
You know what? I've never read Mockingbird.
I mean, I've listened to it. I never read it either. I mean, because my teacher, she reads it to us in class, like, yeah, a chapter sometimes. And then she's like, oh, the other chapter you have to read at home. I never read the book.
What's it about? Is there a video movie?
Yeah, there's a movie. It's like about like the man, the father of two kids who's trying to defend a black man from being accused of raping a white girl.
That sounds serious. And then there's a door-to-door salesman selling similarities and triangles.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets murdered.
But, like, I've never read the book. I just use Spark Notes. You know Spark Notes?
Crib Notes?
No, they're Spark
Notes. What are Spark Notes? Tell me about Spark Notes.
You look up a book, and it has a summary of the chapters.
That's a handy thing to have.
Yep. And when you look up, like, Spark Notes, it has Spark Notes, right? And it has all the little, like, some books that it recommends in, like, the front. And To Kill a Mockingbird is one of them because it's so famous.
You know what we could do?
What?
We should look up Spark Notes for Back to the Future.
I'd rather just watch the movie.
Aha! I got you to say we're going to watch Back to the Future movie. I'm just teasing you because I can't because you've never seen that movie. You've been busy. It's culture. Yeah, I wouldn't force it. I wouldn't keep bringing it up and bugging you about it because it is a good movie. Mm. Of all the good movies, it's a good movie.
I guess.
Don't you roll your eyes at me. I'll go ahead and roll your eyes.
Okay.
Your turn for another word.
No, you pick a word.
You pick a word?
Any word.
Workshop. Workshop. Do you have a workshop? Don't fall out of the chair. Do you have a workshop? Do you have a workshop where you keep your balance? Are you improving being a bowling pin? workshop.
No, workshop. Okay. My workshop. My workshop will be my new room.
Your new room?
Yep, because I'm going to have my own room. I'm so excited.
That is more than a positive thing. That is cool. You deserve to have your own room.
Yeah.
Because you share a room with, 17 other people right now?
Three, but my grandma doesn't really count because... I mean, two, because my grandma doesn't really count.
And the cat?
No, wait. I only share my room with one other person. The cat? Because my grandma doesn't really count because she's going back to Ukraine.
Oh, you're sending your grandma back to Ukraine?
She didn't want to stay
you're
here.
You're so mean.
No, I'm not just mean. Just I just shared the room with my brother because we only have two bedrooms in this house. So we're going to have three bedrooms in the new house.
With hot and cold running electricity.
Yeah. And the jacuzzi. We're going to have a jacuzzi. And it comes, oh my God, the house came with like a $600 barbecue set.
That? A barbecue set?
Yeah, like it's there.
You're too old to play with Barbies.
Barbecue!
Oh, you mean we can tie Barbie up and then roast her?
No. No, it actually came with like a barbecue. Like, it's a big barbecue and it's like brand new. Like, because some old people used to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Brick? And they left a lot of...
Is it like brick and made barbecue?
No, it's like metal.
Metal. Okay, one of the kind of wheels that you take.
But okay. It's like really big. And there's a jacuzzi and there's a bar.
I'll be there.
There's a bar left there and like a trash decomposer and stuff like that. And a nice fridge, a brand new fridge. And like my dad said, this is like the Mercedes of all washing machines.
That's a neat idea. That's a good thing to have.
No, they have like a really good washing machine. And there's a little cat door for a cat go outside.
All right, so me for workshop. We were talking this about one time, about what I do for work and everything, and the wood repair and so on.
Mm-hmm.
In April, is when the so-called day is, we take our daughters to work day.
Yeah.
You know, you're not my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm just your brain. Mm-hmm. you could probably go with me to my jobs that day, which might ultimately be end up back at the garage in the workshop fixing some furniture, some high-end expensive furniture for the actor Nicolas Cage.
Dang, I'll do it. I like to fix things.
Does that sound like a plan?
Yes.
All right. It's still 8 weeks away.
Maybe, because maybe my mom wants me to go with her.
Haven't you done that before?
No, I've never gone with my mom.
Really? Mm-mm. Never? Never?
Mm-mm.
You'd have more fun with me?
Yeah. With my mom. No, I'll probably go with you. But just in case.
But so I'm just throwing that out there. Because you know
watch
what?
Out for
you know what? Because we could do a live podcast from the app. On site, on location.
Live! Ask us questions live.
Live and in concert. All right, shall we do one more word and then call this done?
Uh-huh.
Fin?
Mm-hmm.
Finished?
Uh-huh.
Kaput?
Uh-huh.
Out the door?
Uh-huh.
Zero?
Yeah.
Bye-bye?
Ooh.
Thank you?
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Push a button.
Yeah. You do it. Anyone.
The word is... satire.
I don't know what that is, so next word.
You are so deep into satire, you don't even know it.
I don't know what it is.
Can I tell you what it is?
I don't know what it is.
Can I tell you what it is?
I don't know what it is, what it is,
can
what
I,
it is about a word.
Satire is when you spoof and make parody.
No, it's when you skip the word because you don't know what it means.
Ugh.
Sapphire. I know a girl named Sapphire.
Are you going to be a torch singer?
No, I know a girl named Sapphire.
How's your singing? Are you still singing these days?
No.
You should.
It's going to fall.
What's the word?
But a physical.
Physical.
Boss.
Boss.
Bearding.
Bearding.
Cattle.
Moo.
Cattle.
Cattle?
Cattle.
You want to do cattle?
Wait, is this the last word or is it...
This will be our last word.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put this up. Yes.
Okay. Cattle.
Wait, right there. Okay.
Cattle.
Cattle. I love cows. Ooh, one time when I was little, a cow ate my shoe and then spit it back out and I still have the shoe. Ha ha.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. The cow ate my shoe,
uh-huh.
And then it spit it back out.
Yeah,
and I still got the shoe.
You still? Are you telling?
Yes, I'm telling you the truth.
Where did this happen?
Ukraine.
Tell
it
me.
It was a wild cow.
Tell me about the wild shoe eating cows of the Ukraine. This sounds like a children's book.
I don't remember where we found it. It was in the.
This
grass.
Sounds like a children's story.
It took my shoe off my foot.
The title of your first children's book
will be Shoe Cow.
The Wild Shoe-Eating Cows of the Ukraine.
Wild Shoe-Eating Cows of the Ukraine.
Doesn't that sound like
Wild Shoe-Eating Cows of the Ukraine.
Doesn't this sound like a children's book?
Kind of.
I think it does. I think you should write a book like that. Or at least a chapter in your... When you are 102 years old and you're the real grandma Maya now and you talk like this, you know why? Because I gave you that voice and you can be... Chapter, you're gonna be reading your life history book on books on tape.
Okay.
But in this case,
I'll do it.
But in this
I'll
day,
do it if I get paid.
Chip.
If I don't get paid, then forget about
you're
it.
I'm gonna go home. Chapter 102.
Wait. What's your word on cattle?
I'm gonna tell you about my word on cattle.
What is it?
Well, there was this one time back in the war, I was in the orchard, and I ran in because I
the wanted... Orchard? The orchard? Is that where they keep the cattle? I thought they kept it on the farm!
That's correct, they kept cows on the farm!
I thought they kept cows on the farm, not in the orchard! The orchard is where they grow the apples!
And the plums and cherries.
Only the apples on the trees!
So I ran in and I wanted to get an apple from
the
apple tree.
I ran in and I wanted to get a cow!
The cow chased me up the tree.
The cow ate your shoe!
And then he chased me up the tree.
Oh, God! Oh, that is scary! But cows can't hurt you. Why would they hurt you?
They got horns.
What? That's balls. That's a different cow.
This was a
That's a different cow. Maybe you need to learn what your cows are.
Maybe that's
my cow was spotted.
Maybe that's why he would chase me up a tree because I was trying to milk a bull. That explains
that's
it.
That's a bad idea.
Mystery
that's
solved.
A horrible idea. Horrible. Horrible.
It's going to be good for a book on tape.
It's going to be scary.
I think that's about all we got.
Okay. Okay, goodbye, everyone. I need to go take my pills. I'm just kidding.